Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Mike, I got some football questions for you, some draft questions. No mock drafts, but...
Thank God.
How about we play a little game?
More football questions!
Yeah, let's do it. And staying put is not an option.
Okay.
Better to trade up or trade down. I got a list of teams. Some teams you could probably guess. There's some other teams on here. I want to put some thought into it.
All right, and I will do my level best not just to blurt out trade down every time.
Okay.
Because that generally is what I want. But I hear you, so let me hear it.
The Washington Commanders.
He said, you know, in the, what was it, Mary and Barry? Bitch set me up. This guy, I can't say stay put and just take Jaden Daniels.
No, that's right. Or do you move, or do you go and get that guy? Because
all right,
Washington,
I'll,
here's the thing about Washington. Washington has three picks in the top 50. They have six picks in the top 100.
And staying put, not an option, then fine. I'd at least pick up the phone, call the Bears, and go, what would it take?
Okay.
I would make an attempt to move up. Now, again, that is suggestive that your scouts have a grade on Caleb that seemingly everyone has. I'll play your game, trade up.
And trading down is an option.
No, it is not when you haven't had a quarterback since... Doug Williams.
Okay, well, this team has had a quarterback since Doug Williams. The New England Patriots.
Trade up. That's a trade up based on they have to take third best guy available. I don't think anyone's got a grade on Drake May putting him at number two. Now, if you move down, you could be in the wilderness. If you're the Patriots, the dynasty is long gone. This team is hapless. You need... Do you know what the side... Do you know what their win total is for next year? 4.5. 4.5. Move up.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
Move down. Cap is a nightmare. Jim has to set up his system. He needs bodies. He needs replacements. They've had to lose some people. Move down. And I understand sitting at 5 and taking maybe Malik Nabers. That's a great answer for Keenan Allen and Mike Williams going out the door. The problem, they need a lot more help than that.
Okay.
So I would say move down.
David, anything to say?
No, I would definitely agree. They need not only bodies, they need cheap bodies. That's what they need.
Team control.
They're going to have to cut guys again in the offseason. So, yeah, they need cheap bodies.
The New York Football Giants.
Move down. I mean, it's a move down because the Giants just are so woefully under-talented. The move up, I would understand. The problem is what it would take for him to do it at 6. I probably move down.
You're probably looking at this year and next year's number one picks.
Yeah, and it's a real hard thing to sell when you look at that roster. I would say move down, especially if their plan is to move back up and get Penix or Bo Nix. Move down, get additional capital that makes that move up less painful in the late first, early second. I'll say move down.
Let's stay in New York. The New York Football Jets.
Move up. You're already in bed with Beelzebub. I mean, Aaron Rodgers running the damn franchise. He wants Marvin Harrison, get him Marvin Harrison. He wants Nabers, get him Nabers. Now, I believe, truthfully, sitting there is just fine. They could take Brock Bowers and move forward. But whatever Aaron wants, they'll do.
The Chicago Bears, not number one.
Nine.
But the number nine. What do you do with that?
I think they have enough capital. If they wanted to go from 9 to move up to 6 or 5 to get... Let's say you had a fantasy as Ryan Poles to get Caleb Williams and put Marvin Harrison Jr. with him. You can do that. Now, I'm not going to pull up their draft chart for the next 3 years.
I was about to say, it's going to cost you something extra because they only have 4 picks in this draft.
Right, but they have a ton of capital moving forward. I think you could justify, if you believe Caleb's our guy, Keenan Allen's a one-year fix. DJ Moore's the perpetual number two. This particular player X is this perfect fit with Caleb. Then go get him. Okay. Look, Houston showed you. If you believe this is the perfect player, you go and get Will Anderson and you figure it out. Next thing you know, you're in the playoffs. I'd say move up. Be aggressive with it.
Okay. David?
They have 2 second rounds already next year. We'll probably have 2 fourth rounds because of playing time for Justin Fields. So they got capital.
They got a ton of it.
The next couple years. So I would definitely trade back, though.
Now, here's I'm going to give you some teams that you probably haven't heard about moving around, yeah. But...
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Is it a cop-out to say move down?
No,
they did nothing in the offseason. The roster has holes. I think you got to move down. You've got to give yourself the ability to waste a higher-level pick on a running back since that situation's in chaos. I would move down. They clearly are cap-compromised. If anyone wants to dance and give you an extra 2 or 3 – I think they got to do it.
That's what I was going to say. They have so many decisions to make cap-wise. They're like what the Chargers are right now. Yeah. They need to go ahead and get bodies now because they're going to have to make decisions.
Okay. So not one particular player, but you want volume.
I just think it's the ability to plug holes. They didn't do it in free agency.
All right. The next two, the Buffalo Bills.
Down. Got to move down. Rico, I mean, in upwards of what, 6 defensive starters out the door? You know, Steph Diggs out the door, Gabe Davis out the door. You just have, it's a bit of a retooling. And in order to do that, and in order to help absorb Josh Allen's extension, you need, as David put it, cheap, controllable players. You gotta find a way to move down.
And all of that makes sense, but somehow I see Buffalo
moving up.
We got to get a receiver. We got to replace our guy.
But they're not one player away, right?
David, nothing these teams do makes sense, but the fact that everybody, yes, we need a lot of help on defense. Great. We're going to draft a wide receiver. The Green Bay Packers. Green Bay has a lot of picks in this draft.
I'd move up. I think the Packers have reached a place that the Lions have reached, that they feel that they are a player away. And look, I don't know positionally what that is for them. But if it's an O-lineman that they envision as the next great Packer O-lineman, or if it's a defensive player that finally gets their defense in order, Rico, I think the Lions and Packers have earned the right to move up, almost like Atlanta when they went up and got Julio, and it helped get them to a Super Bowl. You think you're a player away, you have the right to move up.
Well, it's funny you say that because Detroit was on my list. They were last, but you just brought them up.
I would empower Brad Holmes to move up if he chooses. Why? He's got the track record. And when he identifies a guy he wants, he's not afraid to go and get him. No problem with the Lions moving up if that's what they want to do.
It's strange for me to say, but they may be one player away. And if they see that one player
Detroit
that can
Detroit or Green Bay?
Detroit. Both.
Okay.
Green Bay. I just looked, 12 picks.
Right, Green Bay has a lot of draft capital.
And what you often see is teams will move a couple of these picks for assets next year because it keeps the surplus going. Mm-hmm. But if, and again, I don't know who the player would be. For the Lions, let's say Brad has his eyes on one corner in particular. Well, all of a sudden, it makes a hell of a lot of sense to go up and get him the way the Chiefs went up and got McDuffie to pair with Snead. I'd be fine with both of them.
Finally, the Indianapolis Colts. You got the quarterback of the future.
You do.
Really believe that this team could do some damage in the AFC.
Move up. It is. It would have to be a piece that takes the offense and invests in Anthony Richardson. I'll say move up, but it's tepid. You're not letting me say stand pat, so I'll say...
Got to make this interesting.
51% move up, 49% no.
Yeah, I'll go with the trade down because they only have 7 picks. And I get it. They're a good team, really good in that division. But they probably need more on that roster.
You know, what I said is, David, they're short on difference makers.
Exactly.
So when you're moving up, it's to get difference maker.
Fair.
Now, I'm going to end it with this. Do you know which team probably has the best draft capital? Not the most, but the best draft capital in this draft. And that's without a trade right now.
I mean, Minnesota with 11-23.
David?
I was going to say the Bears.
But they're not. Number one's off the table.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
The Bears have four picks.
The Vikings, then, yeah.
No. The Arizona Cardinals. Six picks in the top 90. And that's without a trade happening at four.
Yeah.
So they get six picks in the top 90. They're sitting the best going into the draft. So.
Wow. Jesus.
A little NFL
I
blitz.
I like that you put the rules in there.
Yeah.
Because it makes you frame it. I like that. So. Painful, but that was good.
All right.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.